Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A story from the Republic of America: a Kent woman and Plainville man now face charges after Plymouth police arrested them during a traffic stop for possessing heroin and crack cocaine. Amanda Simon, 31, John Stevens, 35, arrested after an officer noticed their vehicle was operating in an erratic manner during the traffic stop. The officer observed several indicators of illegal narcotic activity and then learned that Stevens, the passenger, had an active warrant for his arrest. A search of the vehicle then yielded heroin, crack cocaine, and drug paraphernalia. Simon faces charges of possession of a controlled substance, failure to maintain lane, and improper display of plates. She's been released on a $1,000 bond. Stevens faces two counts of possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia, in addition to the active warrant. He was released on $2,500 bond, while Simon and Stevens are scheduled to appear Friday in New Britain Superior Court. A state of emergency was declared in the village of Pawling, New York yesterday as a Charles Street water main had a problem. All drinking water was declared drinkable within the village of Pawling except for homes yesterday on Charles Street. A state of emergency was declared at 8 a.m. yesterday. The state emergency was declared due to unexpected damage to the public water system in and around the Charles Street area, resulting in an immediate hazard to the public health, welfare, and the environment, and the impairment of public safety. Once again, this was yesterday. All water drinkable within the village of Pawling except for homes on Charles Street. That state of emergency remains in effect until rescinded by a subsequent order. A 19-year-old Red Hook woman was placed in a medically induced coma this weekend after crashing her car into a tree, according to Red Hook police. Jacqueline Rodriguez suffered a severe head injury as a result of that car crash on Linden Avenue. Officers called to the area of North Park in the village about 6 o'clock in the evening, finding her in the car. But Kent Park and Recreation inviting everybody to its annual planting of a memory garden at the Kent Common Park. That'll happen on Friday at 1:15 at the end of Swift's Lane. The ceremony honors those who have died in the past year with a tribute planting and reads the names of those previously honored. Salisbury Central School's 7th annual golf tournament starting at 8:30 at the Hotchkiss School Golf Course. Registration at 7:45. Music from a bygone era with Craig Marshall. The Town of Clinton Historical Society will be featured at 7:30 at Lyle Memorial Federated Church, 30 Maple Avenue. Norfolk Curling Club has their golf outing at the Norfolk Country Club on Friday the 20th, registration at 11. For more information, to see if there's room for you to still play in that tournament, 860-671-1605. Kent Memorial Library hosting a movie night for grades 5 and up, Friday, 7 p.m. at 32 North Main Street, the movie Men in Black International. This weekend, the Goshen Dog Show is happening the 21st and 22nd at the Goshen Agricultural Society Fairgrounds. Gates open at 7:30. Admission is $5 per carload, including parking. Salisbury Bank is having a community credit day on Saturday, September 21st, noon at the Lakeville branch. Salisbury Water Sports Association 12th Annual Golf Tournament in Pig Roast is held on Saturday, Underbowton Golf Course in Copaic, New York. Now, if you want to see if there's room for you as a single or a team to play, contact Ken or Willie at 860-824-5243. A tour of 6 local artist studios being offered by the Kent Memorial Library on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. beginning at the library. Small groups that will visit local art studios ending at the Kent Art Association for lunch. More information is 860-927-3761. The Couch Pipe of VFW 28th Annual Golf Tournament happens at the Egremont Country Club on the 21st. Rojan Ramble 7th Annual Bike Tour will be held on Saturday at Copaic Memorial Park in Copaic, New York. Monument Cup 21st Annual Soccer Tournament being held on Saturday at the Monument Mountain Regional High School on Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. You can visit 3 private and public gardens in Millbrook and Millerton, open for self-guided tours to benefit the Garden Conservancy, taking place on Saturday from 10 till 4, rain or shine. Registration and more information, gardenconservancy.org/opendays or 888-842-2442 for additional locations. 13th Annual Mid-Hudson Woodworkers Show happens on Saturday from 10 till 5 at the Hurley Reformed Church with displays of woodworking, demonstrations, Woodmeister demonstrations, gifts for children, Mega Pen, raffles, and door prizes. More information, MidHudsonWoodworkers.org. Falls Village Food and Truck Fest happening on Saturday from noon till 6 p.m. Food trucks, a truck show, truck pull, music, and more. 108 Route 63 in Falls Village. More information at 860-824-5861. Also on Facebook. Wasaic Project and the Folk Arts Program at Arts Mid-Hudson present International Children's Puppet Workshop. A free family event will be held Saturday from 12 to 6. The Art Nest Open, 3 o'clock puppet show, 3 to 6 p.m. closing party for Ad Astra per Aspera at the Art Nest at the Mill in Wasaic. More information at wasaicproject.org. Last sale of the season for the Masonic Lodge of Lobsters will be held on Saturday, picking up between 4 and 6. The day of the sale. You can order those lobsters through Friday at 860-435-9722. Standard Space and Troutbeck present John Paul Philippe's Hortensia. It runs through Sunday, November 3rd. Opening reception will be this Saturday from 4 until 6. Upstate Dairy presents a conversation between the artist and Paul Morris on the 19th of October from 5 until 6 p.m. John Ashley Tales from the Golden Age and other stories happening on Saturday through the 19th of October. Reception on Saturday at 4 o'clock at the D.M. Hunt Library. Sharon Playhouse presents their annual Spotlight Gala on Saturday, 6 cocktails and light supper, 7:30 performance at the Playhouse, 8:45 meet and greet champagne reception featuring Grammy-nominated Broadway recording star Maureen McGovern. Tickets and more information, sharonplayhouse.org or 860-364-7469. Second annual Hoosie Goes to Europe Wine Dinner and Auction, supporting the opportunity of a lifetime, will be held on September 21st at 6:30 at the White Hart. 4 gourmet courses, 4 fabulous wines, live and silent auction items. Tickets and more information at brownpapertickets.com/event/430142. Kent Quiz Night will be held on Saturday, September 21st at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6 p.m. That will be at the Kent Firehouse. More information, 860-927-3761. The Wasaic Fire Company Auxiliary has their pancake breakfast and bake sale on Sunday, 8 until 11. Pancakes, omelets, French toast, eggs, bacon, sausage, home fries, coffee, and juice at the Wasaic Road Firehouse, New York. Takeouts will be available. 10th Annual Friends of Mo Golf Tournament will be held on Sunday at the Egremont Country Club. All proceeds benefit families who are battling cancer and other hardships. More information at 413-717-0606. Norfolk Land Trust has 5 and 10K trail races going on September 22nd at Barbara Woods, 31 Lovers Lane. Walk into the Future, put on by Construct in Great Barrington, New York, starts off at Ski Butternut on 38 State Road, Great Barrington, Massachusetts on Sunday. And Catch a Ray 5K Run Walk and Kids Fun Run at the Red Hook High School will be held on Sunday on West Market Street. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 36.49 to 27,147.29 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8177.39, and the S&P 500 starts off today at 3006.72. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.